Well, good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm sure Ralph gave y'all fair warning. I was coming, and y'all still showed up. And I'm glad y'all laugh, because I love people to laugh. All right. This morning, before we start, I want to have a word of prayer, if you don't mind. Because anytime we open this book, we need to open it prayerfully. And I believe in that one. Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask that you bless this service today. Lord, we ask that every word here be straight to the hearts of the receiving. And Lord, we hope that you allow the Holy Spirit to intervene and speak here today. And Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to represent here in this new house today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This morning our New Testament reading is in the book of Romans 5, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps a good man someone might even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, such more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, we will rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we have now received the reconciliation.